KJAN Sports.
And good morning. It is time now for a check of sports. I'm Rick Hansen, taking a look over the weekend at volleyball scores from Saturday. It was Clarinda beating Atlantic 2-0. Also, Red Oak over Atlantic 2-0. Trainer beating Atlantic 2-0. And Tri-Center was a 2-0 winner over Atlantic. Elsewhere, it was ACGC over Coon Rapids Bayard 2-0. Audubon beating West Central Valley of Stewart 2-1. Audubon was also a 2-0 winner over Exira EHK, and Colfax Mingo a 2-1 winner over Underwood. Clarinda down to Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 2-0. It was Colfax Mingo over Coon Rapids Bayard in volleyball Saturday 2-0. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard beating West Central Valley of Stewart 2-1. Creston was a 3-0 winner over Red Oak. Crestwood beat Turkey Valley 2-0. It was East Mills over Winterset 2-0. East Mills over Shenandoah 2-0. And over I-35 Truro by a score of 2-0. East Union, also a 2-0 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's in that volleyball action. Glidden Ralston beat Coon Rapids Bayard 2-1. Humboldt was a 2-1 winner over Arweva. Humboldt also downed Carroll 2-0. IKM Manning was a 2-0 winner over Carroll, Peyton Sherdan, and Newell Fonda. Lamoni beat East Union 2-0. Lawton Bronson was a 2-0 winner over Otibold Arthur BCIG. Elsewhere in volleyball, Missouri Valley beat Heartland Christian 2-0. It was Mount Air over East Mills and Winterset by a score of 2-1 in those games. Mount Air beating Shenandoah and Lamoni, also East Mills by a score of 2-0 in those three games. Otibold Arthur beat Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 2-0. It was Pocahontas Area over Lewis Central 2-1. Red Oak was a 2-1 winner over Trainer. Red Oak beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Trainer by a score of 2-0 in those separate games. South Central Calhoun downed IKM Manning 2-1. Trainer was a 2-0 winner over Clarinda and 2-0 winner over Creston. Tri-Center beat Neola, or rather Tri-Center beat Clarinda 2-0. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 2-0. Creston 2-0. Clarinda 2-0. And Red Oak by a score of 2-0. Also, it was Underwood over Audubon 2-1. DeAndre Hopkins had 113 yards receiving and a touchdown, and Nick Novak kicked for 4 field goals to help the Houston Texans with a 9-12 win over the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday afternoon. Novak connected from 32, 24, 31, and 43 yards for the Texans. The Texans showed that they are a much different team than the one that was embarrassed in a 30-0 wildcard playoff loss to the Chiefs in January when quarterback Brian Hoyer had 5 turnovers. New quarterback Brock Osweiler did throw 2 interceptions, but the Chiefs had more trouble taking care of the ball, with Houston's defense setting a franchise record by recovering 3 fumbles in the first half. Elsewhere in the NFL, the New England Patriots have managed to withstand the absence of quarterback Tom Brady so far this season, and they were able to win with Jacoby Brissett under center. The Patriots earned a 31-24 win over Miami while playing the second half without quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, who suffered a right shoulder injury late in the second quarter. Denver's defense scored twice in the fourth quarter to secure a 34-20 triumph over Indianapolis. Also in the NFL, Minnesota opened its new stadium with a 17-14 win over Green Bay. The Rams were winners in their first regular season home game at the Los Angeles Coliseum since 1979. An announced crowd of more than 91,000 was on hand as Greg Zwirlin drilled field goals of 47, 39, and 28 yards to help the Rams earn a 9-3 victory over the Seattle Seahawks. Arizona clobbered Tampa Bay 40-7. Atlanta spoiled Oakland's home opener in a 35-28 win over the Raiders. San Diego carried another big lead into the fourth quarter, but this time they held it as Phillip Rivers finished with 4 TD passes to lead the Chargers past Jacksonville 38-14. And the Cowboys stopped Washington on downs in a 27-23 triumph. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 259 yards and 3 touchdowns when the Steelers beat the Bengals 24-16. The Browns dropped their home opener and fell to 0-2 by blowing a 20-0 lead and a 25-20 setback against Baltimore. Cam Newton bounced back from the beating he took against Denver in the NFL season opener, throwing for 353 yards and 4 TDs in Carolina's 46-27 rout of San Francisco. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Giants are 2-0 for the first time in 7 years after beating the Saints 16-13 on Josh Brown's 23-yard field goal as time expired. And Tennessee pulled out a 16-15 win at Detroit on Marcus Mariota's 9-yard touchdown pass to Andre Johnson with a minute 13 left to play in that game. In college football, Alabama remains the top team in the latest Associated Press football poll, but Ohio State is the new number two following Florida State's 43-point loss to Louisville on Saturday. The Crimson Tide claimed 50 of 61 first-place votes. The Buckeyes received four, and the Cardinals garnered six just a day after crushing the Seminoles. Michigan is fourth, followed by Clemson, Houston, Stanford, Michigan State, Washington, and Texas A&M. The Seminoles dropped 11 spots to 13th. Nebraska, San Diego State, and Utah cracked the poll. North Dakota State didn't make the rankings but received 74 points after upsetting Iowa, the most points ever for a football champion subdivision team. And in Iowa sports news from over the weekend, Cam Peterson kicked a 37-yard field goal as time expired, and North Dakota State pulled off that 23-21 upset of number 13 Iowa Saturday for its sixth straight win over an FBS opponent. The Bison went for a two-point conversion down 21-20 with 3 minutes 41 seconds left, but couldn't punch it in. North Dakota State's defense then held, and quarterback Easton Stick's 29-yard run put the Bison in position for the biggest school win in school history. Now, the Hawkeyes opened their first nine-game Big Ten season with a trip to Rutgers next weekend, their first road game and their first ever against the Scarlet Knights. It should be, along with an October 5th meeting at Purdue, the easiest game the Hawkeyes will play outside of Iowa City. Kyle Hicks ran for 117 yards with a long touchdown and also scored on a 25-yard catch as TCU beat Iowa State 41-20 on Saturday in the first game this season that counts in the Big 12 standings. Another pre-noon kickoff is in store for the Cyclones next Saturday when they go home to play San Jose State in their last non-conference game. Grant Kramer went 24 of 42 for 240 yards, with three touchdown passes, of the Drake Bulldogs pulled away from Division II member McHenry 28-16 on Saturday. And Riley Hennessy hit fourth of string tight end Bo Bias with a 23-yard scoring pass off a faked field goal with 43 seconds left to live Eastern Washington to a 34-30 win over the Northern Iowa Panthers on Saturday night. In Major League Baseball, Alex Reyes pitched seven dominant innings in his third Major League start. Fellow rookie Aldemus Diaz had a two-run homer, and the St. Louis Cardinals moved up in the tight NL wildcard race, blanking the San Francisco Giants 3-0 on Sunday. The Giants dropped one game behind the Mets for the top wildcard spot. The Cardinals closed within one game of San Francisco. St. Louis split the four-game series, winning the final two. The Giants finished up a 2-5 homestand and have just won one series at AT&T Park since the All-Star break. Also in sports this morning here on KJAN, hundreds of football fans at a homecoming game in Northwest Iowa witnessed a horrific traffic accident that produced an explosion and sent two people to the hospital. That happened around 8 o'clock Friday night in Lamar's during the halftime game of the Lamar's Galen game between Woodbury Central. A marching band was performing when a motorcycle collided head-on with a pickup on the street just beyond the field. The motorcycle slid beneath the pickup. A fire was sparked, and fans in the stand saw a ball of fire erupt. Officials believe it was the gas tank on the motorcycle that exploded. Lamar's Fire Chief Dave Shipper was at the football game and quickly determined the two people were injured.
The fortunate thing was we had an ambulance right at the football field, so those people received medical treatment within minutes. And then, of course, fire responded to put the fire out.
That game had to be suspended for nearly a half an hour while emergency crews worked at the scene. The fire chief wasn't just concerned about the two people directly involved. He worried that Woodbury Central fans on the visiting sideline were too close to the fire.
They got on the PA right away and told the visiting folks to please exit the bleachers and go to the north side, leave everything there, just get out of those bleachers. You know, we had the pickup fully engulfed. We had gasoline on fire. We had explosions happening with the tires. We've got power lines right there above there, some bigger trees and things like that. So we wanted those people to clear out of there for their safety.
Heavy smoke from the fire drifted across the playing field and over the bleachers on both sides of the field. Firefighters used foam to smother the fire. The accident remains under investigation, but the accident report from Lamar's police identified the drivers of both vehicles. 21-year-old Dylan McKinney of Lamar's was the driver of the motorcycle. He was flown to a hospital in Sioux City for treatment of severe injuries. 23-year-old Samantha Preekset of Lamar's was a passenger, and she was treated at the hospital in Lamar's and released. The driver of the pickup and his passenger both escaped without injury. The vehicle was completely destroyed by the fire. That is a check of sports on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.